BBC Radio Kent, the killers, of course, and human. Now then, I mentioned earlier, there is what seems to be quite a unique idea which has sprung up. It is a summer academy pop-up school offering free catch-up lessons throughout the summer to Kent students. Let's find out more because co-founder Stephen James is on the line. Hello, Stephen. Afternoon.
Hello, Pat. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, good to talk to you. I'm intrigued by this. Tell us how all this came about.
Well, myself and Anna Firth, we were actually on one of these Zoom calls a couple of weeks back, and the topic of education came up, and we kind of both had two very different experiences. Anna's son is very lucky, he gets to go to King's Rochester, and she was saying how he's had such a full timetable over during lockdown. And I was comparing that to some of the experiences of children who are going to state schools who just aren't getting that. Yes, teachers are working hard, they're sending work home. Parents, they're absolutely, you know, I'm hoping, got a new appreciation for the teaching profession with homeschooling. But we were thinking, you know, this needs to be put right. We need to do something about this. We need to do something for these students who don't have access to online schooling.
And you speak from experience. You're what, a primary school teacher, are you?
Yep. I'm a primary school teacher, and I'm a specialist leader of education. I teach down here in Folkestone, down in sunny Folkestone, which is very lovely. Please visit if you've never been. And what we're doing is very much kind of putting a package together where children can concentrate on those core skills of mathematics, English, so your writing and your reading, and your core fluency skills that they've been missing since March. I mean, some children just haven't been in school since March, and those who've been lucky enough to have online schooling, they're going to be at a head start when they get back in September, and we need to do something about those children who won't be there.
There is a lot of support for this. You know, the vast majority of Kent MPs are behind this, and lots of other people have said, well, this is a cracking idea.
Yeah, we're absolutely blessed to have the backing of not just the majority of MPs in Kent, but also Gavin Williamson. Robert Helfone is the chair of the Education Select Committee. And as well as, you know, we've had some wonderful conversations with head teachers across Kent, where they're just so pleased that we're putting on something for their children to be able to engage with during the summer holidays. And I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, right, yeah, it's awful, we're making children go to school during the summer. But do you know what? We've had such an amazing take-up already. Over 4,500 lessons have been booked, and it's pretty much doubling every day in terms of the sign-up. So the appetite is certainly there in Kent, and you know, very much for us, this is a community project, and myself and Anna, we're both very passionate about making sure we do what's right for Kent. And we've been involved in sort of big organisations like the Henry Oldfield Trust, who have given us a very generous donation to get this off the ground. The West Kent Freemasons have also donated some money, and as well as working with other companies like Social Media for Schools, Business to Schools, they've all just kind of rallied around this idea of doing something for the children of Kent, which is amazing, I think.
And how many teachers do you have rallying around to make this work?
Oh gosh, I think at last count it was 85 teachers we had signed up on the website, and that was without even doing any advertising or any kind of pushing of this on social media. It was just very much word of mouth. We need to do something, and here's a way to do it, and it's great. And one of the things that we're really excited about is our kind of our Wednesday showcase lessons, our Aim High sessions, which are all about promoting possibly careers, professions, and ways that you can get into things which you might not have considered before. So our very first one, which I'm really, really excited about, although I think I might be past it myself for being a skeleton.
Let's have a bit of confidence.
Or I would just look awful in that lycra, I think. we've got Lizzie Arnold coming up, and that's going to be such an amazing thing for children to be able to ask her questions. Say, like, you know, what is it that makes a double Olympic gold medalist? Is it mindset? What did you study at school? What subjects did you concentrate on? What teachers inspired you? What do we need to keep learning to be able to achieve just like you? And And we've also got Mark Sargent, who's a Michelin-starred chef, and he's going to talk about, you know, what it takes to get to the top of your game in cooking. And you know, I'm really excited about these. I'm hoping we get children signed up for these, and not parents who are probably a bit more aspirational as well.
Yeah. How do children access these lessons then?
Right, well, what they need to do is they need to go to our website, which is invictoacademy.com, and they just click on the Learn button. As Anna keeps telling me, it's one click to catch up. So they click on there, and they can sign up for as many lessons as they like. They could be really, really focused. If they understand where their gaps are in their knowledge, they could just maybe go to the lesson on adjectives, negative numbers. If they want to improve their knowledge of satire, anecdotes, they can just go to those lessons. But if they, you know, want to, I think, fully engage in this program, it's best to sign up for the kind of the sequence of lessons.
When does it start, Stephen? When does this summer term, if you like, start?
Yeah, absolutely. School is not out for summer. So we've got the 27th of July is our very first lesson, and we're going to have five lessons happening at the same time. So at 10 o'clock, we're going to be having our maths lessons, and at 11 o'clock, we'll be having our English lessons. And one of the things that we really wanted to get across in this was kind of the routine of school, and to make it kind of feel like a school as well, because I think the thing that makes us different from like the Oak Academy and, you know, the amazing BBC bite-sized resources is that we've got that interactive element. There's a teacher at the end of the call who can answer questions if there's something, you know, they don't quite understand. And that interactive element, I think, is really important as a teacher. You need that feedback to be able to, you know, maybe stop at a concept and explore it a little bit further. Whereas, you know, just playing a lesson, it's not quite the same, is it?
No, that's a fair point. And this is entirely free to parents and children of what, key stages 1 through 4, is it?
Yeah, key stages 1 through 4, completely free. Like I said, we've had some amazing donations from the Henry Oldfield Trust, West Kent Freemasons, and they are really kind of helping us push this along and get this in front of as many children as we possibly can. And one of the really exciting things, sorry, Pat, I'm going to share with you. We've got time.
Yeah, of course, there's time. Go on.
We've got pop-up of the pop-up schools. Does that make sense?
No, not much.
So we've got schools actually popping up in Surrey, Lancashire. We've got some in London who have looked at our model and thought, right, we need to do something exactly the same for our students in our area. So we're working with some really kind of dedicated people in those areas who are working super hard now to get their pop-up schools ready to deliver to those different areas as well. We've got Oxfordshire as well. And, you know, it's really exciting that, you know, we could be, you know, having a real positive impact for children across, you know, potentially the UK. So, you know, if any other counties who are listening to this want to sign up, Kent is leading the way, and we'd be happy to help them.
Fantastic. Just give us again, if you will, the website for One Click to Catch Up. Where do we need to go, Stephen?
One Click to Catch Up, and it's invictaacademy.com. And we're also all over social media, so just search for Invicta Summer Academy and you'll be able to find us there.
Brilliant. You're an absolute star. I think it's a cracking idea. Thank you so much for explaining it with us today. Take care.
Thank you so much, Matt. Bye-bye.
Cheers. See you later. Bye. Well, what about that? That's good, isn't it? Now then, quick mention for those who got the right answer on...